For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Yes, it's Monday. Good morning to everyone out there. I'm thinking of you. I appreciate the comments we've received recently. I love this. We love bringing the teachings to you, and we just appreciate your prayers as well. We've been receiving quite a few prayer requests, which we love to do that. In fact, we've expanded our prayer team, so never hesitate to write to us. We will do our best to write back, and if you don't get it within the next day or two, just know that we're receiving those requests. I now send those out to a prayer team. They report back to me. We all are praying all around this city for your requests. And because of social media, we now get requests from out of state as well. And we gladly take those. And just know we're praying for you, my brethren. We love you. We appreciate you. We're pulling for you. And I know you're pulling for us. We're one body in Christ, aren't we? We're doing our best, all of us, in Christ. But because of some of the requests, and because I can sense a little, we need help out there, you know, kind of feel, I'm going to do a teaching this week called Trusting God. And I didn't even look back in my archives, but I think I may have done this several months ago. But as I always want to do, I want to keep this radio broadcast fresh and real, and what's happening with you and what's happening with me, so that we can knock some things out. Amen? So I will do all week Trusting God, only hitting highlights, but my goal is to cause you to enter the rest of God. Right, there's a little nugget. If you're not in the rest, R-E-S-T, of God, and you're in confusion, something's wrong. You are not then trusting God, correct? You say, yeah, that's why we wrote to you. Okay, I know. But let's try to knock some of this out. Also, keep in mind, we are now aggressively working in our upcoming Mirror 8 conference called Determined. You say, wow, you're going to spend all month promoting that? Let me tell you, my brethren, and if you're out there and if you've ever put a conference together or ever done anything like this, it takes time. And we want to do it right. We're raising funding. If you would like to help us with the funding, we could certainly use it. It goes everywhere from paying for the venue, we'll be at Victory Fellowship Church, to the band, to giveaways. I have a staff now, and we pay them, and it just goes on and on. But we would love for you to be a part. You're sowing into soil for the kingdom. Just keep that in mind. And God won't be mocked. What you sow, you'll reap. But that will be June 15th. 6 o'clock, girls 12 to 18, 7 o'clock, an entire women's service with myself teaching. Our full band will be there, but it's called Determined. And I will continue to expound on that. But this week, trust. I will just now on this airing get the scripture out. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your steps. Trust has some characteristics in it. Trust can't get upset if it's in God because it's entered God's rest. Trust is not confused because it's not leaning on its own understanding. Hello. And it doesn't have carnal reasoning because it's letting God be God. I will expound on this all week. Join me tomorrow for A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.